Hi, I'm Catherine Watson with Find Houston Senior Care, and this is the Ask a Professional program. I'm here today with Elizabeth Hilbin of the Hilbin Law Firm located in Cypress, Texas. Elizabeth has agreed to be one of our experts and answer some of your questions. The question we have today for you, Elizabeth, is what are the rules to apply for VA benefits? I've heard that you can get benefits for your aging parents. Can they own their own home? Elizabeth, would you answer that?
Well, great question, Catherine, and it is a great benefit out there that not very many people know about. And the veterans benefit is actually called the aid and attendance benefit. It is a wartime pension benefit that's been around at least since World War II. And so it's designed actually to take care of our wartime veterans and their spouses during their aging years. And there are some requirements in order to receive this pension benefit. There are actually four requirements that one must meet in order to receive the benefit, the first being the military service. And so the requirement there is that the veteran must have served at least 90 days of active duty, with one day of that active duty being during a war period. And so there's lots of different war periods we have. We have World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. Those are the ones that we're looking at right now. So one of their active days must have been during a war period. That does not mean that they had to have their boots on the ground overseas or anything. They could have been in boot camp for that period of time. They also had to have other than a dishonorable discharge. So we look at that. That's on the form typically called a DD-214. That's also known as your release papers. It's going to say what kind of discharge someone received. And so you want to look there to make sure that they did not get a dishonorable discharge. So that's your military requirement. The next thing that we look at is basically the need for assistance from another person. The general rule, and the VA is actually tightening down on this quite a bit, is that you've got to have some sort of physical limitation. You need to have the assistance from a care provider or a child for activities of daily living, such as feeding, dressing, bathing, transporting, incontinence, things of that nature. And so it's generally easier to get if you have some sort of cognitive impairment, such as dementia or Alzheimer's. But you do have to have a doctor's letter that states that the veteran or the spouse needs that assistance with their daily living. The next thing that they look at, the third thing they look at, are the assets. And this is also in a state of flux right now. The Veterans Administration is actually trying to make new rules to establish a look-back period. And their proposed regulations, which they're being looked at right now, are proposing a three-year look-back, meaning you can't transfer your resources or you're going to be penalized for that. So the general rule right now is that you can have $80,000 of liquid assets, but you also can have a home of any value. So that's very attractive for our veterans right now, but the Veterans Administration is now trying to possibly take the home into consideration when they're looking at net resources. So we're going to see a lot of change coming up. Probably in 2016, we'll see those rules being implemented, and we'll know in the summer what those changes are going to be. So we want to be very careful when we're moving money around when we're dealing with veterans, because it could cause some penalties that we didn't anticipate in the beginning. The last thing that you want to look at is the income side of things. And so in order to get the maximum benefit through the Veterans Administration, our income has to be zero. What does that mean? That means you get your Social Security, you get your pension, say you get $3,000 in income each month. You need to make sure your medical expenses meet or exceed that income in order to maximize the benefit. Luckily, the cost of assisted living will count 100% against that income, as will a child caregiver payment, cost of a nursing home, personal care home. All those expenses will actually be a deduction against the income, and they call that IVAP, I-V-A-P, Income for Veterans Administration Purposes. So those are the qualifications that you need to meet, either your spouse or yourself, in order to qualify for this benefit.
Boy, that's a lot of information, and I actually learned something new today. I thought I knew all about the VA benefit, but I didn't. I didn't realize that a child caregiver, an adult child, could actually be the caregiver and receive some of the monies from those benefits.
That's actually a technique that we use quite often when I am presented with a family that perhaps has their parents still living at home. They don't have enough income in order to get into an assisted living, and we want to start the benefit before they actually choose to move. I kind of call it the Texas two-step, and what we do is we actually pay the child all of their income, and then the child will pay all of their expenses, all their bills, all their upkeep, and perhaps even some care in the home. And that way the income is zero, we qualify for the benefit, and then we can move to assisted living.
Very interesting. Well, as always, I learned something new today, and I hope my listeners did too. I'm sure they did. Please keep listening to Ask a Professional. If you would like to submit your own question for Elizabeth or any of our other experts on the website, go to findhoustonseniorcare.com. Ask a Professional, and we'll be glad to help you with answering any of your questions. Thanks again, and we look forward to having you listen with us next time.